This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Personally, I wasn't born with the internet, but close enough to that event that over my very extensive life, I've witnessed print media steadily shrink away from presence in day-to-day life in every community I've lived in. And so it was a rare occurrence in Prince George County today when one day there just appeared into existence a little printed zine. It was called Void. It was a roughly 7x5-inch black and white booklet featuring all these different arts and culture things going on in the community. And I thought, what a wonderful oddity. But press the fast forward button. 2 years later, here we are, April 2026. Void Zine is celebrating its 2-year anniversary. It's become a consistently publish and produce monthly zine, appearing in places where all the local cool kids roam. And in studio today, I happen to have Zofia Mushimansky, locally based editor, publisher, and creator of Void Zine.
Yes.
Thanks so much for joining us in the studio, for finding your way through the void of space and time to CIFA Radio Studios. How does it feel so far, your 2 years in on this project?
It's pretty awesome. When I originally started it, it was just kind of like a little for fun thing. And the first place I distributed it was actually Omnica Arts Center, which is one of our very loved venues. I'm sure you know that. And people just started DMing me on the account, and they'd send me like photos of old zines, or they'd get really excited and be like, when is the next one coming? So I started to put them out every month. When I originally started the project with one of my ex-partners who wasn't like super creative or anything, and I eventually took it on. And it's just kind of snowballed. It's turned into like this big community thing and a safe place for a lot of people. And for me, like, I'm physically disabled. My health has kind of snowballed in the last couple of years. So Void has been an awesome way for me to support the music scene and the art scene without having to show up to every single show. That makes sense.
And some people listening aren't going to be familiar with what a zine is. What is a zine? What is this? What are we talking about?
So a zine is basically like a DIY magazine. You can choose your aesthetic. You can choose what kind of things you want to publish it. And typically you make the pages either digitally or like through collaging or basically whatever medium you want to use. And then you put the pages together, print it, and physically, you know, staple it, cut it, whatever you do to put it together. And you can either sell them. A lot of people sell them for like $1 cheaper. Mine are free personally because it's just a passion project and a way to support the scene. I print a list of shows every single month in the back of it as well. So it's mainly supporting the music and the arts. Yeah, and anybody can make them. There's so many guides on the internet. You can find them. I know people that make zines on how to make zines, funny enough. But yeah, you can do it for anything. I have zines from all over Canada. I have some from Street Cats in Calgary. They're like a harm reduction type organization. So they produce zines on harm reduction and like safe supply information and things like that. Like you can go anywhere with a zine, basically.
Messaging in the content is things that maybe you can't get out in alternative means very easily anyway. Within the world of media, independent media, mainstream media, commercial media, media, et cetera, et cetera, there are barriers and gatekeepers and, I don't know, various obstacles along
Absolutely.
The way.
There's a lot of censorship too in media. And when it comes to a zine, when you're the publisher, the editor, or the person making it, you can really choose what you want to put in it. If you want it to be political, it can be political. If you want to talk about stuff that's not talked about, you can. And I like to do that a lot with the Void. I put a lot of political pieces in there. I have people that submit political pieces, and it's become like a really large part of Void, actually.
What is the Instagram if people want to engage in that world of social media and follow it in the not so tangible digital space?
Void Zine, instead of the O in Void, it's a zero.
Okay. You're going to school at the College of New Caledonia for fine art certification. Also informs this. Thinking about the content of the zine a little more, you put a lot of energy into supporting the local arts and culture scene, music especially. Like, I see a lot of local bands featured in there. You have event listings all the time.
Yeah.
Is that another passion of yours?
Yes,
obviously,
it is.
It must be.
Live music is a massive passion of mine. When my mental health wasn't great, live music is what saved me. It really brought me back, and it's just really important to me to keep the scene supported and going. And the zine has been a really awesome way for a lot of the younger audience, like high school kids, elementary school kids, to come in because they can pick it up at the mall for free. There's not a lot of things kids can pick up for free, right, without them getting in trouble. So it's become a really big thing for the younger audience, and it's got them coming to shows. We're selling out Omnica regularly, which is amazing. It's crazy.
We're 2 years into the Void project.
Yes.
What was kind of the seed that began this journey?
Honestly, it was just me and my ex-partner throwing around ideas, and I was like, it'd be fun to make a little zine that's like kind of black metal aesthetic, because you don't see them anymore. And I don't know, I have ADHD, so I just get on a creative idea and I have to do it, and that's kind of just what happened. And it snowballed, and it just had so much support and love from the start that it just kept me going.
One of the barriers with ADHD is, you know, the
Absolutely.
Having that wonderful inspiration and maybe even getting all the way to 90% completed something, but that last little hurdle is like, okay, that it just goes into the bin and it sits there forever. But you got this one out into the world.
Yeah.
People actually vibed with it. There's a spark. It's been gaining momentum from
Absolutely.
My perspective since.
Thank you.
Which is pretty spectacular.
It is, especially like as an emerging artist. A lot of my life I've been told my art is too dark, it's too weird, it's too this, too that, whatever. And just having so many people like demanding it on the first of every month, just like waiting, is absolutely insane. Like, I distribute them at multiple local locations, one of them being Black Sheep in the Mall. My best friend's family owns and operates it, and I get a message on like the 5th of every month after I drop them off, hey, we only have 10 copies left. I drop off 45 copies at that specific location. It's like, you guys are crazy for it, and it's amazing.
That's very reaffirming.
It is. That's it really is.
Through following your passion, you have discovered a niche that has not been filled in the community, and there's clearly a demand for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's honestly so cool. It's really reaffirming as an artist, especially as a disabled artist. Like, there's not a lot of ways I can contribute to the art community due to my health issues and stuff. And the zine has been a really awesome way to do that, and it's just been really fulfilling for me. There's not a single month or time where I'm like, oh my God, I have to do this, and I dread it. Like, I love it. Even when I'm in pain and like trying to put them together, I'm still happy and it's still fulfilling for me. And I don't think that'll ever change.
This one aspect that is also great about the zine is just how accessible it is. You've mentioned that, like, if people aren't necessarily familiar with the precise, exact format of the Void magazine, they don't necessarily get knocked off the submission list. And it's like, oh, try again later when you get it right. You're pretty accommodating about
how to make this happen. Yes, I am. I try my best to be.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever turned anyone away, actually. I think I've printed every single thing that's been sent to me.
That's an incredible record. Over 2 years.
Thank you.
To do that. That's really amazing.
Yeah. Sometimes I have to push them to the next issue because I have too many submissions. But yeah, I've printed every single thing I've been sent, and I'm happy to do that.
In terms of accessibility of this publication, Void, it's free. Like you mentioned, there's no cost associated with. And you mentioned that younger kids, whoever, finances might be a barrier, but you can still access Void magazine. There aren't many things, like you mentioned, in this world that are physical and tangible that you can touch, see, and feel that have no cost associated with them.
Absolutely. The only one I can think of that comes to mind is Absolute Underground. But again, you have to go to like a tattoo shop or somewhere where kids aren't allowed to pick that up.
Yeah. So do you want to tell us a little bit about your motivation to keep this accessible, to make it free, no charge, no cost, no dollar bills involved?
A lot of that relates to my passion with art and keeping art accessible. I mean, my job behind Void, like what I do for my day job, I'm essentially an art therapist. And in my opinion, art is one of the most effective ways to treat your mental health and keep you, you know, functioning and stable. So keeping art accessible and things like Void accessible is really important to me, because there's a lot of people that can't access art, can't access politics, or access, you know, even just a show list or an interview with a band. So it's just really important to me to keep it accessible for people that don't have the means to afford things like that.
We're in a ultra connected online world. You kind of need to have some kind of smart device connected to the cellular network and so on to engage with things that are right in front of you in your community, unfortunately. That it's like a conduit mm-hmm. within which everything passes through in order to engage with anything. But this is one of the few things that's outside of that.
Yeah.
And in a environment where not just digital art, but more specifically artificial intelligence created slop.
There's no nice way to put it.
Even creative expression, AI assisted creative expression is proliferated everywhere very quickly.
Yes.
And in that environment, this is something that stands wholly separate from it. Is that a coincidence? Is there anything
no.
intentional about that?
It's very intentional. I'm very much anti-AI. I don't think there's a place for AI in art or creation. AI can't feel the emotions or the traumas necessary to create. There's no way a robot's going to feel pain or heartbreak or any of that necessary to create, nor will it ever feel joy or anything. And I don't see a way for a computer to authentically create art like a human would. We're creatures that are meant to create. Technology is not.
You mentioned before the interview a little bit your aversion to artificial intelligence and the use of these tools.
Yes.
Do you ever dabble with, you know, the AI features are becoming harder and harder to avoid in all the various software that we engage mm-hmm. with, or it's a word processor or like anything. Are you struggling with that? Is it something that you've ended up succumbing to time? It's like, oh, okay, whatever, I'll just click this button. It's okay to filter out this.
Sometimes it's a little frustrating. I mean, I try to avoid it as much as possible. I'm not a fan of AI. I don't like supporting it. I don't even use like the Google AI feature or any of that. And as for the programs that I use, like they do have AI features. Do I use them? No. I'll manually cut out the background of a photo rather than use the AI remove background. Like I don't know.
That's dedication.
It's also just how I learned to do art. Like you do what you're supposed to do. You don't cut corners. You don't get people to do it for you. And that's something that's important to me, especially in the zine.
It makes you better at your craft. You become a more skilled person by doing things manually.
You only learn by practicing and failing, and in failing, you also learn. So there's nothing wrong with failing.
Amen. Well said.
Thank you.
Within the zine, you have a variety of art and expression featured.
Yeah.
Do you want to walk through just a little bit of what has been featured in Void over the past couple of years, and perhaps what you did expect to be in it, and maybe what you didn't expect to
sure,
show up in it?
Absolutely. So I've featured pretty much everything. I featured digital art, I featured physical paintings, drawings, even some sewing and some crochet art. Basically anything that anybody wants to submit that they create, I will put in. I've put in poetry, I've done album promotion pages for bands. Essentially anything anybody wants to put out there, I'll put in. It's a place to support anybody who creates, essentially.
What is that submission process? How do people actually get into Void then?
So to submit to Void, you need to go to our Instagram and find the email in the bio, and you just need to send me your image of whatever you're wanting to submit, or if it's like a written piece, just send me a Word document or something. You don't have to edit it into black and white or to the format I have. I'm happy to do that for you. It's super easy, and I know not a lot of people know how to do that. It's not a problem. Submissions are completely free. You don't have to pay to be promoted in my zine.
People who are listening, who are interested in this, they want to see Void spread further, farther. How can they support Void monetarily if they so choose to?
I'm happy to take donations for printing costs. Aside from that, I do have patches. Sometimes I have stickers. I'm hoping to have t-shirts this year, maybe. We'll see. I only like working with other small businesses or creators. I don't like to use big companies to create merch, if that makes sense. I'd love to have more volunteers. If people want to like jump in and help or learn how to do that, I'm happy to teach you too.
So, people interested in getting their copy of Void Magazine, where can they find it?
That's a good question. You can find them at Black Sheep Gifts and Sunrise Records in the mall, as well as Second Thoughts downtown, Omnica Arts Center, and up here at Seaford Radio Station.
Woo!
Yeah.
And we're happy to drop a couple copies off at Degrees Coffee. For anybody listening, if you're in for some Joe, do you head up to UMBC? If you see a Void mag around, that's Sophia. Check out the zine anytime. Also look it up on Instagram.
Yes.
It's a ride. Congratulations on a second anniversary.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.